Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas.
It's a Boston Bastard Brigade Christmas. Starring King Baby Duck, Bill Warnick, Anvil, and Shades Blackflame.
All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm.
And my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking. Last year sucking. Midget chucking. Slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck check in? Merry fucking Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Shut up.
I broke it, Vegeta. It must have been made of something weak, like paper mache.
Oh, hi. I didn't hear you come in. Greetings, and welcome to a Boston Bastard Brigade Christmas.
Hello.
I'm Sorry. King Baby Duck, and on his fourth eggnog schnapps right now.
This is not a schnapps. This is a green beer. Can't you read the...
That's Shades Blackflame.
I get to moderate.
What the fuck are you saying big words for? Sorry, I can't
because
talk right.
I shouldn't have gotten them the Jack Daniels.
Well, that's what you get for getting the big bottle, okay?
Sorry.
You get the giant bottle of Jack Daniels for a fucking Irishman. That's right.
And it's all done.
And it doesn't help that he's surrounded?
It's okay.
Next
it's okay.
To a mooch.
Oh, great.
Woo, big words, okay.
Alright, putting up the Christmas tree right now is...
Blue.
And putting up the tinsel...
What?
Let's jump back.
I think Anvil fell asleep again.
What? Why is this all the shiny shit all over me? I'm not the fucking Christmas tree!
You just tinsel again.
It's Anvil. Yay.
Right.
We have a special guest knitting a scarf, so it's pretty neat.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, this is Tater Tot.
Well, fine.
Tater Tot has been introduced now.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so this is the Christmas episode. We'll try to be as family-friendly as possible.
Don't get bullshit.
Oh,
why
is
it fucking bullshit?
Don't get bullshit. Don't fuck that bull in the ass.
No, let's really be family-oriented. Let's be an orgy!
Can I get in on this, please?
Sure. As long as I can afford, I don't care. I'll put it on YouTube.
Okay.
My mother
yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I'll make sure she gets a copy.
Gift wrapped. How is this family orientated? The opening with Dennis Leary. Merry fucking Christmas. Come on. I think that's going to be,
Excuse me. Dennis Leary is a family man. You heard the song, asshole. I'm, hardworking American man,
Yeah, we know.
Throwing the football at his son.
Breaking his nose.
Yeah, exactly. It's a family.
Hey, it doesn't matter that his son's still sleeping. Yeah. He wants to play football, chucked it at his forehead.
Yep.
Broken nose and two missing teeth are just part of it.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Whack! And you know that Christmas song? He's making a list. He's got it down nice. He's gonna flip off every Yankee fan twice.
Woo!
Dennis
Leary's coming to town.
Wow.
I think the appliances are trying to sing along.
Maybe they're telling us that we suck at singing because they started beeping.
No, no, they're censoring themselves.
Wait. Beeping electrodes?
No, diving
no
on the table.
There's no bomb.
I promise I didn't yet. Bring that this week.
Yet.
Yeah.
She's getting us a bomb.
I'm sorry.
And don't forget Bluonic's favorite holiday song, Gina Carano is an MMA fighter. She's got a great nice ass and a punch that's fast and a grip that's much tighter. Down in the octagon, she can pin down any girl. But don't call her a slut or she'll rip off your nuts with enough pain to make you hurl.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to give it to you on that one. You motherfucker.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
He's got probably way more songs that we're going to hear for the rest of the episodes.
Yeah. Might I suggest,
more to come.
Might I suggest we brag about some of our presents?
Yes. Okay.
I guess so.
Are we happy with the gifts?
Oh, hell yeah. By the way,
I'm still drunk. I don't remember.
It's in your hat.
Okay. I'm going to go get my ninja necklace with drawable sharp sword.
Yes, seeing that he loves that one so much.
The blade is about an inch and a half long. It's the biggest thing he's got right now. Oh!
That's only because you got off my lap, dear.
And I gotta thank Bluonic for that nice red steel samurai sword.
You're welcome. To thank everyone for giving me weapons. What the fuck were you thinking?
Give this one sharp thing.
Sorry.
I'm actually careful with the things, darling.
And no one taking credit.
Whoa, wait. I have an issue. I didn't do anything sharp.
But you got lots and lots of Jack Daniels.
Yes, I will never complain about Jack Daniels.
You trust me, when you drink enough of that, even the dull things will become sharp.
Jack Daniels liquor? Plus Jack Daniels lighter and Jack equals
Wait, Jack Daniels fire in a flask.
Yes.
And my buddy Shades got me a new pair of fight gloves. So when I fight in New York, we'll be wearing
some ass.
And Anvil got me an autographed picture of Rammstein. Which was awesome! It took me a while to figure out who it was because I didn't recognize him.
It was because it was dark in the room, so anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the gift that I got for Bluonic, I thought he was actually going to, you know, go behind the chair and actually have sex with it.
Oh, you motherfucker. I thought you said I was going to hump your leg, but I don't have the energy to do so. This week has been long and tedious, so I can't help.
So wait, if this week was less tedious, you'd be humping him? That's a little bit awkward.
No, his leg.
Just the leg.
Just the leg.
Just like a chihuahua.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a trained dog? That's a little bit awkward.
The only problem is there would be like a domino effect. I hump him, he falls into the tree, and everything just breaks in the house, so, yeah.
Okay, I'm liking this idea more and more. Stuff shatters. I have to thank Anvil for the ridiculously amazing skein-do. This is going in my collection.
Yes, it is.
And my boots.
Isn't that illegal?
No.
Oh,
good.
It's a collectible single-edge Scottish knife, so. And it falls
slash
under
letter opener.
Short enough. It's legal in most of Massachusetts.
Good.
Actually, in all of Massachusetts.
Fuck Massachusetts state laws.
Yes. And
can I say that?
Yes. Okay. We've done it before.
We said it when we were talking about how it negatively impacts.
Actually, I think I called the government people a bunch of douchebags, too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you know why Massachusetts is the 44th most happiest state in the country.
Because we ignore the laws.
Well, actually, no. You are, I know the
Otherwise,
truth.
Otherwise, we'd be lawless.
No,
I'm going to tell you guys the truth.
Okay.
I know why Massachusetts is only number 44.
Why?
We have too many immigrants.
Yeah.
If we have more Irish people, they drink. When have you ever seen an angry Irishman? They're always happy, even while fighting.
So wait.
They're still happy, even while fighting.
No. So you need more immigrants. So you said too many, so we have too little.
No.
No, we have too many here. We need more Irish.
We need more of the Irish, less of the Mexicans.
Okay, when's the next potato famine?
I will stab you in the kidneys.
Wow.
And make you piss blood.
Actually, I know some engineers who could probably pull that off.
Oh.
Yo, she's Irish, she can say that.
Listen, Frenchie. Go get your bottle of wine and your stinky cheese.
No. I've got rope. I'm gonna fix this problem right now.
No.
No lynching.
Yo, I'm going to tell you the truth. I went to the bathroom earlier and dropped this huge crap. It smelled like French cheese.
Anyways.
So let's just say the gifts today were awesome.
Friggin' amazing. Because
our buddy, you know, King got an autograph from Rammstein. Lou got his autograph from Gina Carano with her sexy Maxim pose.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
Baby.
So it's all good.
Giggity, goo.
Because I was at a convention and met Gina Carano and got an autograph for both me and him. And then I gave him one in a nice frame. And I met Randy Couture and got him to autograph a picture. I love my Randy Couture better. He's actually sitting on top of somebody, pounding him in the face. It's a live action fight photo.
Yeah. Mm.
You just like to watch him pound people in the face, don't you?
I like watching anybody pound somebody in the face.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Giggity giggity.
Considering tonight is Strikeforce and
Kung Lee.
Kung Lee is fighting, baby.
We're watching that now.
Oh. Hopefully.
I did ask my mother, Miss Anvil, to send me a text message once the parking ban goes in effect so I could tell the club owner
at 10 o'clock.
Not to even open.
Yeah.
Because you can't park on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Blue love the extra money. But I think we'd rather stay with the bastards, watch Strikeforce, because we're recording on the day of our bastard Christmas party.
Yep, where we're singing such other classic Christmas songs as Oh, Anal Plug, Anal Plug, how much you make my girlfriend squeal. Oh, Anal Plug, Oh, Anal Plug, now all her orgasms are real. You shine so bright this Christmas day for everyone that's straight or gay. Oh, Anal Plug, Oh, Anal Plug. The smiles you bring are priceless. Whoa.
But then you have to understand that I've never actually met a girl who actually enjoys anal sex, so there you go.
I have.
Oh. Whoa.
I've met a few, actually.
They're usually Swedish, like Tiger's wife. Ooh. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Let's all share some more of our favorite Christmas songs, like Blue Balls,
It's Dollar Night at the Titty Club.
We got that wrong.
Yeah.
We said club. Somebody else said bar. We're not going to say who said bar, but we'll leave it like that. Yes. Or
we think if you listen, you'll know.
Or my really personal favorite. I can't go with Christmas without hearing this one. Silent fart. Deadly fart. All is calm. Not for long.
Am I really the only one who would sing that with a straight face?
I guess so.
I listened to Larry the Cable Guy do that when he can't say it with a straight face, so I think it's just a fun to have to laugh. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or, I didn't even drop the penis.
Wait, or...
But I like it where it is.
Here we go. I got one that you guys probably never heard. Let's try this one. Come, all you little immigrants. Come and get your green cards and learn some damn English. Then how to drive.
Oh. I know, I know the other. Oh, come on her face. Oh,
yes!
Son of a bitch.
Yes, dear.
Okay.
Oh, the thought's all going right, through
let's
my
know
head.
Why we get this shit started.
Yes. I think we believe that Tater Tot likes the cream sauce.
Oh.
And your point is?
No.
I'm just saying.
Well, not as much as you do.
Whatever.
Whoa.
Oh, a challenge has been issued.
Well, she wins. I hate cream sauce.
Clam chowder.
Anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Before our audience gets too distracted.
Yes, and before they start turning us off.
If they're still listening to us this many episodes after we've started, I'm not sure we could turn them off.
I don't know. Good I think point. They might be laughing.
Yeah.
We actually have boobs in the room now.
Woo! Again.
Yeah. Whoa.
We always have Anvil's boobs.
Hey.
What the hell is she doing?
No. Taking her sweater off.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
I expecting win.
Okay. We have a boob off now.
His are a little bit more firm. Yours are more fun.
And mine have a piercing.
Mine are bigger.
Oh, yeah, hers are bigger.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I sure hope so.
Mine have pretty bite marks.
Mine do too. And chances are she looks better in a thong than an anvil.
That's been sticking out all night.
Oh, God.
Well, the king finally says it 2 hours later.
I thought it was on purpose.
No, wow. I don't whale tail. That's tacky.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Her face is now as red as her thong.
Oh, shit.
I don't like you. No, fuck you. Fuck no. No. No means no, damn it.
We both know that's not true. Safety word means no. No means faster, harder, and more.
Okay,
let's move on.
All right, let's talk about some music. One of the first things we're going to talk about is a band that I saw open up for The Clicks, the group I interviewed this past week. They call themselves Hunter Valentine. They're an all-girl group from Canada.
Ooh.
They have a debut album right now, and they have an upcoming EP release coming out called Lessons from the Late Night in February. But since I was at the show, I got an early release of it.
Oh, well, shit.
So you said they're from Canada?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't work for me. I prefer women south of the border, not north.
Oh.
Now, their debut album, in my opinion, Impatient Romantic, it's a good intro to the band. It's a good, solid rock album, but it's nothing too special. I mean, there's a good tracks like Staten Island Dream Tour, which is about being tough and strong at the same time. Break This, which deals with the twisted heart that can't choose between two lovers, and I love the music video to that. It's Roller Derby with all these hot girls. And they start making out with each other. And Wait and See, which deals with a person in denial of an addiction.
When I was listening to this album, I was, you know, I was pretty impressed with it. I liked it a lot. It seems like it was it's a really cool album. I'm trying to remember everything because this week was definitely, you know, a long week for me. But yeah, I didn't get to watch the music video. You didn't get to put that one out there, you bastard.
I just found it the other day.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. That's why. Now, their upcoming release, the one that's coming out in February, Lessons from the Late Night, this is going to put them on the map.
Yeah, definitely.
Stalker, Revenge, A Youthful Existence, She Only Loves You When She's Wasted. These are awesome album tracks that just prove that sometimes women can rock harder than the boys.
Hell yeah.
And what's good, too, is you can stream this album right now on MySpace before it gets officially released to everyone in February.
Well, with the album, that one, I definitely like that one a little bit better because the other one seemed like it was like they're in their moment of like trying to, you know, get used to each other, I guess, like how to like work with each other.
Right.
Because it seems that that's basically how it is when they start out these albums. They're kind of just still trying to get used to each other or, you know, comfortable with the whole setup. The second album was the EP.
The EP
was just fantastic. I like the EP a lot more. It kind of reminded me of like the Donnas mixed with the Kitty mixed with a couple other bands.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But
especially when the lead singer and guitarist Kiyomi, when she screams.
Yeah.
Oh, it like sends chills down my spine. In my opinion, with this band, within a year or two from now, I have a feeling Hunter Valentine's gonna be selling out arenas.
Oh, definitely. It has that feel to it, and I bet seeing after the whole, you know, you going to the Clicks concert and shit like that, seeing them in person is probably fucking just amazing.
Amazing.
That's basically how we found a lot of our bands and stuff like that. Like, let's take Flowbots, for instance. We found Bus Driver because of him.
Yeah.
So, that's actually a cool setup that, you know, it's good is that they have these opening bands, but some of the opening bands just suck.
Yeah.
But this one was really good.
Yeah. And what's good, too, is they're now label mates with the Clicks, and they've been friends with the Clicks for quite a while.
Oh, I should help them out.
And I have a feeling that both the Clicks and Hunter Valentine are going to be really popular now, especially with the Clicks having Brian Viglione, formerly of the Dresden Dolls, behind the drum kit now.
Tater Tot is happy.
Yes. To get a bit off track, I watched a live DVD of the Clicks, comparing the former lineup to the new lineup. New lineup fucking rocks.
Fuck yeah.
The drummer, the former drummer, was a female drummer. It was like boop, 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 boop. Then Brian Viglione is like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, he puts
he's fucking
he's
everywhere
on those drums. Man. That and he looks good with his shirt off.
Don't we all?
You don't.
Oh, you know, you have a smart, sexy body without a shirt on.
Take it off.
I no, just not right now. Please, just no.
I want to watch Blue Squirm. Take the shirt off.
No. God damn it! Get the fuck away from me.
Let's get off the topic.
Well, actually, now, we were off target. You want to go back on?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now, what would you give for a grade for these? Because two thumbs up, no problem for this band, Hunter Valentine.
Yeah, I'll definitely go with that, too. Two thumbs up straight off.
And I've played this to, you know, Nenya, who, you know, saw the band live, too, and she's actually going to plan on writing an article about them.
Oh, that's great.
And I played it for Finch, and who now it's, like, her favorite band.
Awesome.
And they even posted, like a little web form thingy, you know, like what some rock bands do, on, like, the Queens of the Stone Age website. Yeah. First response was, I just bought their CD.
No shit.
So that just shows, like, how good a band they are.
It's a definitely, it's a big up-and-coming band, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting out there without the help from fucking Mickey Mouse or Simon Cowell.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Why are we putting Mickey Mouse and Cowell in the same category?
Hannah Montana.
Whoa. Actually,
yeah.
I have to say something. I know who helped the band, though. Elmo helped the band. No. Elmo called me and told me.
Elmo are you said tickling him again? Profit.
No, I'm calling Elmo right now so we can say it.
Oh, great.
Okay. Listen. No means no. No tickling Elmo.
And no calls while we're fucking recording,
hey,
asshole.
Yeah. Elmo needs to defend himself.
This is bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Alright, is Elmo there?
Oh no. What? You
see he's drinking the Jack.
He's drinking the fucking Jack? Are you fucking serious?
He's all set now. I'm putting him on the speaker.
Emo says, everybody doesn't love this band. I said, I'll fucking kill you, bitch. Emo loves you.
Yeah. I always thought Elmo was a little screwed up. Apparently he has PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah. Well, you tried being on that show for that many years.
Good well, point. Why do you think he loves his Jack? That's how we met. We met at a Jack Daniels Lovers Convention. Mm-hmm. I only remember him because he was red and furry. The rest of us, I don't remember. We were too drunk.
You met a furry at a drinking con.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hope you got yourself checked afterwards.
Whoa. It wasn't like that.
As far as you remember.
Oh.
It's a furry and you were drunk. Get yourself checked.
Hey, I woke up in a room with, you know, a fat chick. I'll take that.
Yeah, but God only knows where you started.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Let's move on to a surprise release of the year. Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Pinpoints and Gin Joints.
What?
Woo, gin.
Woo, liquor.
When I was listening to this album, my God, it's like the era of ska is back and better than ever.
Yeah, I definitely missed them. This album kind of came out of left field. Like, we weren't really expecting it.
And yeah.
We found out maybe about a month earlier. And mm-hmm. Now we're going to their concert.
Yes.
Woo!
Next nice. Weekend.
Can I hide in a suitcase so I don't have to pay?
No.
Please.
No.
What if I hide it on your back under your shirt? We can sit. You have
a... All right, hide on the anvil. Okay. I'm tired of carrying people around me.
Yeah.
No one would notice me. I don't even have to pretend to be a hump. I just go flat.
Key tracks from this album were You Left, Right, I Wrote It, and It Will Be. And these are songs that just show that...
No, you forgot one.
Which one?
Tater Tot.
Graffiti
Worth Reading, which is a great opening track.
Awesome, the way they really open it. And the other one with, like, Money or something like that? Or,
yeah.
Yeah, that one was definitely a good one. Or otherwise, I Wrote It. It was about how the economy is crashing.
Yep, that's I Wrote It.
Fucking awesome.
This is a true Bostonian album. It shows that the band still knows how to show love to their home turf.
Dude, except for the manager.
Yeah, exactly. But they even say that we still love Boston. You know, like, we love Boston, and like right in the middle of the lyrics of one of the songs. I can't remember off the top.
Yeah. It's just like, okay... They traveled back to the 1990s, studied what they did right, came back, and then made this awesome album. Because let's face it, their last couple albums, they were good.
They were alright, yeah.
They weren't strong. This, in my opinion, Pinpoints and Gin Joints, is their strongest album.
I lost count of how many songs there were. There was like, it was
14.
It was a 48-minute CD, so it had
14 tracks
on it. Yeah, that's it seemed like it was endless, because seeing that a lot of other albums keep going to like 10 to 12, and you're like, come on, give me some more fucking music.
Yeah, and the reason why these songs sound the way they are, how they sound also, is because they want to make sure that they are writing music that's going to sound great when they play it live.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because that was the quote from the lead singer of the band. He said, we want to write music that we'd be happy to play to a crowd.
That, along with that, there's a lot of the music that is created that is in studio, but yet it can't be recreated on stage because there's so much shit going in on it, or it's somebody that edited the living fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So it's more or less they can't always recreate it, but...
Chinese democracy.
Yeah, basically.
That wasn't subtle at all.
The whole concept of it is that, you know, Boston's actually put in their time and effort into this album. I'm very happy because there's actually songs that are... I don't think there's a song lower than 3 minutes.
Nice.
Right. And, like, the highest one is about 8 minutes long, I believe.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's a pretty sweet deal on that. I definitely like how they did this one.
Two thumbs up for me on this album.
Two thumbs up. And two middle fingers up for the fuck yeah, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
The positive fuck yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with Blue on that one. You know, middle fingers with the thumbs up, that rocked.
Yeah.
I got a chance to listen to it, you know, because he sent it to me, and, you know, it
worked. Oh, right, so instead, yeah, you can go like this instead of turning it like that, you know, because when you're flipping yourself off, because it's that bad.
Totally makes sense when they can't see what I'm doing.
No, because, once in, like, last forever, I could actually have my computer working right yesterday. Mm-hmm. So while I was, you know, cooking for the, you know, this thing, I was actually listening to it. Mm-hmm. So I was actually happy that my computer had one day where it was showing me some love.
Yeah.
So now I'm actually a little more excited to go next week because I at least know some of it.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, I think our audience deserves a picture of this at some point so they know what the hell we're talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I forgot my camera today, you know, unfortunately. Okay. I was in such a rush that I forgot a couple things. But
someone remind me and I can take a picture tonight when I'm home.
All right, no problem.
Right.
I don't know, I think I should do it. I got the cool Irish ring. Come on.
Yeah.
You should have it with you need the Celtics ring.
Oh, my championship ring.
There you go.
One cool, one champion.
Okay, so let's move on to movies and... We were going to see Avatar, but the fucking thing was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I can actually talk about it. I didn't get to see it, but more or less I was watching HBO, and they had the HBO first look on it. And it definitely has a really cool setup to it. The only problem that I'm having is maybe they put too much into the graphics and not enough into the fucking storyline. And that's, I mean, I've seen a lot of other reviews that, dude, the graphics are fucking awesome, but storyline not so great. I mean, it seems like, you know, I think we're going in the right direction of making things graphically better, but we need to...
But you can't sacrifice the storyline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a lot of... I can seriously say if you have HBO, go and look it up. It's for first look. Look up Avatar. It has so many amazing things. They have this whole setup where it was an actual... It seemed like an actual, like, hangar. Like a, you know... A military base hangar. Mm-hmm. And they have this whole ceiling setup that has cameras pointing at everything to record all movements of the characters and everything like that. And then that goes back into the director's, you know, setup where he has actually a camera that's returning it, is just digitally turning it into the actual characters that
so, like,
he would be seeing. What?
So kind of like Dylan from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
an actual
exactly.
Person doing the movements and that...
No, this is the thing that they did better on this pact is that they actually got the actors and actresses to actually, you know, do the actual setup. They mm-hmm. actually, you know, they didn't do
and
it
can...
like, they didn't do it, hey, I'm sitting at a lecture and, you know, going,
no,
blah,
what
blah,
I mean
blah.
Is,
no. What it is...
All of the physical movements he does?
Yeah.
So then what are you saying?
What it is the cameras are actually set up so when James Cameron's looking in the lens... He's seeing a very weird blue person there, not someone covered in...
Yeah, but he's able to look back and forth, going. He's able to see what's going on in the background, because it actually sets up... But also, the other thing is this special headgear that they have. It has a thing that goes right in front of their face, and it records their muscle you know, movements on their face, so when they're doing the acting part, it's recording everything that their face is doing and putting it on the actual the character's face when they record the thing.
Oh,
so this is why that this like I think this is the coolest fucking thing. But the other thing that I'm going towards is why the fuck use all this technology and not put it towards the fucking video game? Because when I saw the video game graphics, I was like, okay, this is cool with the surroundings, but what the
video
fuck happens to
cheaper.
The characters? But yeah, I
think
mean,
it might be because there isn't a processor quite yet to handle a video game with that.
Yeah, exactly. But I definitely have to say that this is definitely going to graphically, you know, blow your fucking mind, but yeah. It's just, it might not be so much on the story, more or less, but I will definitely, or we will all definitely, you know, get in on this.
I plan on seeing it at some point.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe next week.
I'm actually working on trying to, you know, be able to do that, but next week's going to be Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have it in the works, you know, for us to try to see this movie.
Yeah, be definitely, awesome. Because we could probably see both of those. It doesn't matter, because both of them are just going to be fucking awesome movies.
And we want to be totally realistic. We're sitting in, you know, the King's Castle in front of a laptop recording it. We could do this at any time of the day, which means we could theoretically see more than one movie also.
Yeah we've actually, I think we've done one day that we did two movies straight off the bat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wasn't there and Al was.
That was for Where the Wild Things Are in Law Abiding Citizen.
Yes, that
was. I hate you bastards.
Well, you were actually doing the Scottish Festival that day.
I know. Doesn't mean I don't want to see those two movies.
So that was, you know, the three of us and Miss Panda.
Yeah. That was nice.
Pandalicious.
The Panda.
So, now that we've talked a little bit about Avatar, let's move on to holiday-themed movies, some of our favorites. Now, when you think of Christmas movies or whatever, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Bad Santa.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, Nightmare Before Christmas is awesome. I love that movie since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget Billy Bob Thornton sitting there drunk as shit and telling that little fat kid off, and the little kid's like, I love you.
Yeah.
Come, you know, and,
hey, look there, Santa Claus. I'm on my fucking lunch break, okay?
Sorry. And I can't remember her name. Lauren, whatever. But
Lauren Graham. I'm fucking Santa.
She's hot as shit. I'm sorry.
Nice. I've actually never seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Okay. Yeah, that's
amazing. It is a great movie, especially unedited.
Oh, yes.
The one I have to say is Jack Frost. That scared the shit out of me.
Wait, the PG one with Michael Keaton?
No.
Yeah, that is a scary movie.
The
acting in that movie is just, gosh, horrible.
You admit, though, it's a million times better than Kazam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The one that I always get pissed off about is the fucking Christmas Story. Yeah. Especially when I was younger, they said I look like the main
Ralphie.
Character. Oh my god, you do!
Okay.
I'm going to fucking kill you, and Bill, you're dead.
You know why I hated that one so much? You're going to shoot yourself
in the eye, or
you're going to shoot yourself with the...
No, you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yeah, you're going to shoot your eye out with that thing. The fact that he eventually did do that was used as justification to deny me so many things in my life. Well, it's just like in A Christmas Story, you're gonna shoot... I'm not gonna shoot myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a knife in my hand. I'm not going to cut myself either.
Oh, shit! Oh.
I'm sorry, Anvil. You're not me, and I had to prove a point.
Okay.
I had a cool rifle thrown up.
You mentioned Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, hell
yes.
This is one of those movies. When I was 8 years old, I had like a babysitter who used to take me out every Saturday to see movies or stuff. But my parents forbade me to see Nightmare Before Christmas because they weren't sure if that would scare me or not. So, being the little bastard I was,
you
I told my yeah with my hell, babysitter,
like and a I, bastard,
and it was awesome. It was cool. And yes, it is a musical, but the music rocks!
Dude, a musical? No. First of all.
Classify as a musical.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
No, I don't classify it as.
Well, get over it.
Musicals to me are stupid.
Musicals are cool.
Yeah, they are. Even
the musical. Rocky Horror.
Huh?
Unless it's Rocky Horror, but that was just awesome as shit.
Rocky Horror is God.
Yes, it is.
And Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog.
Mm. Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
Now, if they went and made Nightmare Before Christmas into an actual theatrical musical,
I would have hurt someone.
Holy shit!
No, I would have hurt someone.
Yeah. Why?
Because one of the great things about Nightmare Before Christmas is it is so ethereal.
Big word.
You feel like you're in another world. It's Jack Skellington feels like he could almost be real because everyone is so unrealistic.
Yeah.
But to the same proportions. Everyone, like, you...
Basically, the way I look at it is, Jack Skellington is part of all of us.
Yeah.
That's the person
He's
that...
He's the
you
one
know,
who's kind of tired about doing the same thing over and over again and wants a change.
Because, alright, look at us. We all work our job. You know, when vacation comes around, we're like Jack Skellington. That's our change. We don't go to work, we go and have fun. And, you know, we all want it. He was Halloween. He wanted Christmas. He tried so hard to do it and failed. We've all had that happen.
Because people didn't understand his concept of Christmas. Exactly.
And because we did, and because he didn't fully understand. He understood Christmas, but he couldn't get the people around him to understand Christmas, much less his version of it.
Yes.
Right.
They're celebrating!
Which we've all had.
Careful down there, you almost hit us!
What? But when they were shooting, they were trying to kill him.
And the reindeer. Whoa, careful, you almost hit me!
And don't forget the reindeer. Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah, the undead flying reindeer were amazing.
I don't know. I heard a rumor about them, and the king was telling me about those reindeer. Do you know what they did to Grandma?
They ran her over?
No! King, why don't you tell them what they did to Grandma?
Oh, fuck. Not another
one. Did they bone her Grandma?
Just wait. Just hear it.
Wait for it.
Grandma got molested by a reindeer.
Son of a bitch.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, I have the video of that.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Oh, no.
But thanks for him, my grandma's anus bleeds.
There we go. I need to set up to that song. I've been waiting for a point.
That's well good played, sir. You have signed your own death card.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, we all have.
Oh, yeah.
But... You know. Where's the fun in life without the death warrants?
Alright.
I killed a man and used his bone as a pen.
Oh.
Which bone?
Wait, what the fuck?
Penis joke.
I know, but it's not bone.
It's a boner.
It's a boner.
No, when you're dead.
Well, that depends on if you get it stuck.
You can't have a stiffy while you're dead. Granted, your whole body goes stiff, which is...
Well, right, unless, of course, we're talking about the beaver's boner.
Okay. Back to subject at hand.
One Christmas special that a lot of people might forget about, but I have it on video. It's my favorite Christmas special. It's a very merry Xmas. It was an Eek the Cat Christmas special.
No,
I don't know if any of you remember this cartoon, but it was one of the funniest shows on Fox Kids.
Wasn't that
the Purple Cat?
I've never seen it.
It was Annabelle, the fat pink girlfriend, and there was Sharky the shark dog.
Wasn't that like the counterpart of like Garfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Oh, gosh, it hurts! When does the hurting stop?
See, that's what you think of.
When you talk to the pill about the pill.
Yes.
But.
When it never hurts to help.
When I think of a Christmas movie that you know you want to sit down with your family with and your friends and get all cozy in front of a fire, there's only one movie that comes to my mind.
There's not enough blood and gore in whatever you're about to say.
Die Hard.
Like Bruce I said, not Willis, enough blood and gore.
Yes.
The Russians dying.
Wait, Christmas what are you talking about?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
They weren't Russian, they were German, you fuck.
There was that one Russian.
And there's that
depends
Christmas
on
song.
Which Die Hard movie we're talking
oh,
about.
Oh, deck the halls with tons of bodies. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Tis the season to be gory. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Die Hard is such a great movie. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yes, there is one scene with boobies. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
We love boobies.
Boobies!
Boobies! She would.
Woo! Boobies.
Die Hard? Gremlins.
Yes,
Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Because that took place at Christmas. And I'm not sure if Shades and Peter have seen it. In Bruges.
Yes,
nope.
In Bruges.
Never heard of it.
Great movie.
I gotta go with the classic stop-motion animation, you know, feel-good family time things.
Like Rudolph and...
Rudolph
yes!
And the Year Without a Santa Claus.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
Oh, my fucking
God. I
will say this, though. The special Jack Frost, you kind of knew they were running out of ideas by that time.
Mm.
All right. I want to throw something out there on the note of the Rudolph one.
Yeah.
Love that. I need to get my hands on a copy of that because that is an awesome movie to watch at least once a year. That said, go on YouTube and I forget the elf's name. Well, anyone remember?
No.
Herbie.
Thank you, Herbie. Look up Herbie Wants to Be a Dentist.
Oh, shit.
It's a robot chicken skit.
Yes. That's a great one.
Robot chicken.
It is worth looking up if you've ever seen the movie.
The one I have to just really quickly say, I'm sorry, Evel. Just really quick. was the one from Mad TV where they made fun of that shit. Oh. And it was the mafia version. And somebody woke up, instead of the horse, it was one of the fucking reindeers.
Let's put it this way. I'm pretty sure it was Robot Chicken.
I want to be a dentist. What the fuck did you do with my
You friend? Know nothing about dentistry. I want to be a baker. You know nothing about... He goes through all these different jobs, finally goes back. Of course we'll take you in. You see her and another elf in a boat fishing. You see just the other elf in the boat fishing.
Godfather 2.
Moral of this story is, we will not discourage you from pursuing outside interests, but it is at your own risk.
That is don't Godfather 2.
Yeah. Blood's favorite.
It's
Do you know how I know it's Godfather 2?
How?
Because the next movie was just the elf sitting there by himself and nobody went to see it, and that was Godfather 3.
And don't forget Blair's famous skit, the atheist mayor.
Yes. I love the atheist mayor, yes. Except I wouldn't
be here. You should have thought about that when you elected me to first atheist mayor. Remember, elections in November. Waka waka waka.
I wouldn't be attacked by fucking angels, though.
Right. And a humping robot.
Yeah.
You're all going to laugh at me. I was in there, I was in the stuff radio, so my mother, she was watching the Hallmark Channel.
Moving on.
They had some Christmas movies on, and one of them, I can't remember the name, I saw most of it though. It starred Peter Falk. Sorry, I was thinking football for a minute there. Peter Falk, and I thought it was actually really, really good. You know, some of the Hallmark Christmas movies are really good. I saw this other one, you know, unfortunately, I don't remember names. Which, you know, I know I should have names.
Yeah.
But it brought tears to my eyes, I'm not going to lie.
It's not the Christmas shoes, is it?
No. This guy, basically starts off with a girl. She's all upset because her brother was just killed overseas. And, you know, she feels like there's nothing left and the family's all depressed. And this wanderer comes and helps the family out.
Is this the one with the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
No. Doris Roberts wasn't in there. But what it is basically, you can tell the father knew something, and you see the, you know, guy up in the dead son's bedroom sleeping, and he's, like, talking, swinging the baseball bat, because, you know, the son hit the walk-off grand slam to win a state championship, and you don't really realize what's going on until he says, you know, all of our boys are going over there and dying, you know, too young. At the very end, he's like, I have to go. It was Christmas. He did everything for him. The father's like, I'm going to drop him off. And he drives him to the edge of a highway. Like, he gets out. He's like, you know, I got to go. And the father's like, you know, you don't have to. He's like, yeah, it's my time to move on. And the father salutes him. And all of a sudden, he changes from, like, this grown man back to the boy. And the military uniform salutes him and leaves. He was an angel coming to help the family move on.
Yeah.
And it brought tears to my eyes. I'm like, wow.
That's a good one.
I'm a big man. I have no problem with admitting I'm a man, and real men do cry.
Yes.
And I will admit, the Hallmark Channel is usually a channel filled with a steaming pile of shit, but that's a good movie.
I usually laugh at my mom, but, you know, a couple of Christmas movies were good, especially ones with Peter Falk. I mean, he's a good actor, so.
Y'all should check. Do y'all know what the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is?
Yes,
we have.
They have their Christmas movie. Yes.
I do. Y'all I have it. It I have it on DVD.
It's fantastic.
I have it on DVD. Yes. What's his name? The guy from Baba Hotep.
Oh.
Not Bruce Campbell. But
I know who you're talking about, though. Was
cool. Wait, so what's the movie called?
It's Ghost of Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay, because I was... You know, flipping around movies, and there's one called Trans-Siberia, and it didn't have a fucking thing to do with them, and I was just like, what the fuck? I was really disappointed.
You see, I always felt that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra albums, because they're concept albums, wouldn't make great movies.
Yeah.
Because there's this whole storyline to them and everything.
I know.
Don't they have, like, people act out stuff on the stage or some shit?
Sometimes
but not all the time.
Well, I mean, they do in their commercials. So that kind of makes
it interesting. That's a commercial.
I know it's a fucking commercial.
It's supposed to draw you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they drew me the fuck in.
Mm-hmm.
They drew you like a coloring book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
The lines.
Have you ever seen a really bad Christmas special?
Oh, Lord, yes. Who hasn't?
ABC original anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got one. It's the animated movie of Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, yes.
And that is the worst thing I have ever seen.
Can
the live version of The Grinch?
No, I love that.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
He's not pointing.
You know what I want for a Christmas present? I want the original master reel of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer so I can throw it in my fireplace.
No. Yes. No. Wait.
No skeet shooting. No. No skeet shooting.
We take it to the range and we all shoot it with guns.
I like guns.
I like fire.
No.
Burn it after.
Okay.
Burn
it after. Okay. As long as we get to set it on fire.
Well, you have to make sure it's dead first.
True.
You burn it.
You can tell. You get a much better sound out of it otherwise.
You could tell that the guy who wrote the song originally just wanted money. Mm. More money. Basically. Money.
I got one that's pretty good. Not bad. No, I like it. It's pretty good. I like it. Animaniacs Wacko's Wish.
I saw a Christmas movie the other morning that made me want to shoot myself.
Is that Elf Landing one or some shit that just popped up recently?
It was meant as a comedy, but it failed on every level. Santa's addicted to drugs. You would think it sounds funny. It was horrible.
No, I'm laughing because it sounds like one of the worst ideas for a movie I've heard in a long time.
They put him
time.
In the ghetto. Santa Claus is black. He's addicted to crystal meth. I'm like, wow, you just took...
destroyed my childhood.
Exactly.
But they basically went to a bad ghetto where people are addicted to crystal meth and threw a Santa suit on the guy. That's right. It's like watching the the show Addicts and just having somebody walk around in a Santa suit.
Ugh.
And I'm sorry, that show is depressing and it doesn't put me in any holiday mood. Mm-hmm. I want to actually shoot myself. Mm-hmm. I thought about it.
Hey. Let's not even joke about that.
No, I'm sorry. The cop that was standing next to me said, "Do it." I think I'm going to draw my gun and shoot myself.
Yeah.
He said it. I let him shoot me first. He's like, "Why?" I'm like, "That way, you know."
I don't go to hell for suicide.
Oh, no. See, I don't believe in all that. It's just my insurance policy. Suicide doesn't get covered.
True. And I need that money when you die.
Well, my family needs the money. I don't have...
I didn't change your plan.
You're well.
I don't have an $85,000 life insurance policy with double indemnity. If I die accidentally, it's double.
Nice.
I know. My family's taken care of.
Sounds like.
Didn't you say you wanted to take him up that cliff nearby that has like a very long?
No. We were talking about skydiving. I'm gonna pack your chute. Don't worry, everything's gonna be fine.
I think it'd be funny if he packs my chute and doesn't put anything in it, and he hands me the wrong chute.
That's what.
It's like happened. I look at him waving. He's like. Oh, shit.
Crap, I grabbed the one with the anvil. Why did I have to go for comic effects?
Well, with the anvil, what do I have in my room?
Okay, how about this one? Freakazoid Christmas.
Oh.
Freakazoid was awesome.
No, I plan on eating a little while. I don't want to throw up.
Lasagna.
Okay. Well, we wanted Anvil to make sure he got his sports segment in there.
All right, so I have about, 25 minutes to talk about sports? Here we go. Because I have a lot to talk about today. Let's start with the Red Sox. The Red Sox made a couple of trades this week. So the Red Sox signed pitcher John Lackey from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Do you see why I'm having trouble with that one?
Because of that long fucking name.
So we picked him up. He's always destroyed us, and actually he beat us in the postseason. And we picked up outfielder Mike Cameron from the Milwaukee Brewers. Good outfielder. He's up there in age. 2-year deal for him. Basically, if we get Matt Holliday or Jason Bay, he'll sit on the bench and play where he's needed. So I'm happy about that.
Which is basically on the bench.
Well, no, I mean, if we don't sign him, it is what it is.
Yeah,
if guys get hurt, J.D. Drew might get hurt again, boom, he'll be out there.
Yeah.
Now, there was an award announced today. Well, two of them. John Lester got Red Sox Pitcher of the Year.
Nice.
And Jacoby Ellsbury won the Defensive Player of the Year award for this year in baseball awards. So, good for him. He beat out Torrey Hunter and a few other guys by a ginormous margin.
So, landslide?
Landslide is not even the word.
Oh, okay.
It's like walk up that giant cliff with a straight drop. He's at the top and everybody else is just at a straight drop down.
Oh, no shit.
Not bad.
I think the nearest guy to him had 13%. And then, the rest were just single digits for the next, two guys. That was it. And hockey, fuck. I'm having such a hard time doing this.
Hockey fucked up, man.
Is that Jack Daniels?
I think so. The Boston Bruins lost 5-4 last night in the shootout against the Chicago Blackhawks, which our good friend Nenya was at the game last night.
In Chicago.
We hate you. Yes, it was in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Traveling town.
But the other thing was that the game before that, which was the Philadelphia Flyers.
I was at that game.
I was kind of pissed off at the fact that they lost this game, and this is going to be the game that's going to be at the Winter Classic. If you don't know what the Winter Classic is, it's a setup there. They actually put together a whole ice rink at Fenway Park. There is a fucking ice rink at Fenway Park right now, and they have a whole entering thing in, so you could actually go and skate on that, but it's only for like 70-something people, and it's like kind of like, you know, a one-time deal. Mm-hmm. But more or less, it's definitely one of those games where I just like, you know, this is a pretty big fuck-up that, you know, that if you know, you go and set this all up and the Bruins don't even do a fighting, you know, chance,
well,
I'm going to be fucking pissed.
You know, I think me and Blue are probably going to hang out that day and watch it.
Fuck yeah.
It's on, you know, New Year's Day, which is a Friday, and I'm off of work, and he'll be out of school, so we'll be able to chill back and watch
it. Finally! Fucking college.
Here.
Yes, college sucks.
That's why I bailed.
Stay in school!
Bullshit. Be smarter than me! Don't hate your life! Stay in school.
Or go to Voc Tech school.
Stay in school. Whatever school you go.
Dude, that's not bad. You get yourself a tater tot, so, I mean, that works.
Would have found her earlier if I'd still been on campus, though.
Yeah. So, let's move on to the Celtics. Now, I got depressed last night. They were on an 11-game winning streak, and they lost the Philadelphia 76ers by 1 point. They lost to the Philadelphia 76ers.
I have to say that I think it was the four-day fucking break that they had.
I think it was.
I fucking hated the fact that I was sitting there Monday, I watched both Celtics and Bruins, and then the rest of the week I was just like, what am I going to do with myself? I don't have anything to watch while I'm sitting here at work!
Well, I think it also has to do with Rasheed Wallace getting ejected in the second quarter. He was on the bench, he was arguing a call, and he got ejected. I think it was retarded.
Most entire, but yeah.
Yeah. So he got ejected and... You know, he usually puts up some good solid points. So we basically lost him. So we'll, you know, just start another streak.
Yeah, basically. Do you know who we might have up next for who we're playing? Or when the fucking next game is? Because that schedule's fucked up.
They're supposed to be playing again tomorrow.
Okay,
on
good.
Sunday.
I fucking hope so, because these schedules have been kind of fucked up, especially coming down to the end of the year, and I know they're just, you know, they've been kind of like back and forth. It's like 1 week they'll just be like four or five games a week, and then the next couple weeks it's like absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
so it kind of pisses me off.
And, you know, we look forward to hanging on the weekend watching some games, and the last two weeks we haven't had one.
Yeah, the other thing that we have looking forward to is the Olympics. So the Olympics is coming up out of nowhere.
Olympics, so it's different.
Yeah, so Winter Olympics, which is pretty fucking cool.
Bobsledding.
Yeah. Bobsledding.
Snowboarding.
Lugeing.
Oh, God. Well, I can't wait for the Winter Olympics.
Curling.
We do have to admit, though, like, Blue is really excited about it, because you can see his favorite winter athlete, Shaun White.
I fucking hate the flying fuck tomato. I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Whoa.
Dead.
Don't say
Fertitta's
that loud.
Fertitta's dead. Man. I don't give a shit.
If he dies, it might come luck for you. And then they'll anal probe you.
He'll like it.
They'll take that guy that we threw out of the bar, and he'll come and anal probe you.
Oh, great.
Oh. I wonder how long it'll take for one of our audience members to notice that one.
Which one?
Too far.
All right. Let's move on to football.
Football.
Ball.
Football. Okay.
So the New England Patriots, they won last week against the Carolina.
Yay!
Yeah. Right, you know, finally, we lost two in a row. We're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. No, Buffalo Bills.
Yes,
our
Buffalo.
Jaguars are the next week.
There.
So we have our last divisional game. This is a team that sucks in our division, but they almost beat us the first game of the season. Then we go against Jacksonville and we go against Houston. We got to win out. We need Cincinnati to lose a couple because we're both looking at the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if we both win our first games, we'd be the lower seed and we'd have to face Indy in the second round. I'd prefer to see him in the championship game at least. So I'd like to see it switched a little bit. But Tom Brady's been hurt.
Yeah.
He's going to be going this week, so we'll see what happens.
He's playing again?
Yeah, he's going to play again.
Yeah, see, now, like, that's the whole thing with him having the kid. him just, you know, dealing with that hurt finger that he had.
Yes, and the ribs.
And the ribs. Yeah, it just seems that it's more or less
ribs.
He needs to... No ribs.
Now I'm hungry.
Not food ribs.
Baby back ribs?
No. Human ribs.
God damn it.
Yummy.
But more or less, I think he needs to get a break for a little bit. I know that we don't have the greatest backup right now, but he does his job whenever he has to.
I really like the way we're doing it with the offensive line right now, though. Because we have both Matt Light and Nick Kazier playing. But to give them some time as a break, they're switching in Sebastian Vollmer, who I think played really well while Matt Light was out. The kid earns it, so I think he should be out there playing over Nick Kazier personally. Well, now,
what about the fucking defense, man? They're just, like they'll fucking go strong for like the whole first, second, and maybe a little bit into the third, and then once it gets to that one point, they just start fucking dragging ass.
I have no clue. We'll never figure it out.
It fucking pisses the hell, it pisses me off. I don't understand it. I just don't. Especially when I lost the two games that they lost. I was just like, dude, why the fuck, you know, you got a great lead on these motherfuckers, but you go and lose it. It's like, give me a fucking break.
I do agree with you on that one, but let's move to a little sombering conversation.
Yeah. Sombering?
Sobering? Bad.
No, somber.
Somber.
Is bad.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals are playing with a heavy heart this week as all-star wide receiver Chris Henry was killed in an accident. From a domestic situation. This man was changing his life. He's had some issues. You know, been arrested, been suspended. And he was working really hard to change his life. He had the three kids, his fiance. And everybody you talk to now says, you know, he was on that right path. And basically what the police report is saying is he had a domestic argument with his fiance. He was in the back of the pickup truck, was trying to get her to open it up. When she went to take off, he flipped out the back and banged his head. Mm. She said that she didn't know that he, you know, fell out and that, you know, she just wanted to get away. She thought, you know, he actually jumped out and she didn't see him. The police arrived, found him laying unconscious on the ground, brought him to the hospital. He was on life support and died at 6 a.m. the following morning. She was there, his family, her family, and the kids. You know, yeah. The one that I feel most bad for is, I know he, from what I heard, he only has one of the three kids is his, which is Chris Jr. The oldest kid was 3, then he had a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Yeah, but his brothers
or something that, you know, that's, you know, what
his one brother report. Died and he took over, he adopted his brother's kid, yeah. So.
That's what, you know, SportsCenter was saying.
But let's just put it this way, just, you know, forewarning, whenever any shit happens like that, especially if somebody's going to steal it or jack your car, do not go after them. Just let them fucking take the thing and just make sure you tell the police what the fucking thing looks like and the license plate because it's not worth getting fucking killed over, especially a kid that he had basically, I mean, like he, like Angle said, you know, he's coming back up out of, like, the hole that he was dug in. And, you know, he's getting into a better position, and now a little domestic dispute just fucking ended everything for him.
26 years old and gone.
Exactly.
All-star wide receiver for the University of West Virginia. He comes out here, plays 2 years with the Cincinnati Bengals, and catches 21 touchdowns, 198 passes. Mm-hmm. He had a great career ahead of him. And I find it kind of sad that I've actually heard people who, instead of saying, you know, we lost a life, you know, it was tragic, I actually heard somebody on the train angry about it because Chris Henry was on his fantasy football team.
Oh,
it's, oh my God, why do you have to die? The season's not over. I have him for fantasy football. It's like, dude, he's
just
dead.
Died.
It's like two things. He's dead and he had a broken forearm. How does that really affect you?
Like
he wasn't playing anyway. And you know, that just pissed me off. You know, people look at it as, you know, what they can do for you and not as a human life.
Yeah.
A life was lost. A family, friends, and his team are left to grieve. I know personally how that feels because I play semi-pro football for the Boston Bandits. We've buried 5 teammates since 02. We just got done burying one of our teammates who died of a heart attack in his sleep.
And what was that age again?
He was only 34.
Exactly.
Brett Smith dies. We've lost Derek Rucker, who died in a house fire in 02. Jeff Igwabani. We've lost, I don't even want to continue.
Yeah, you lose count, and then plus, along with that, how many times motherfuckers on your team got stabbed, too?
I know,
It's fucking ridiculous. Some of these guys, they pull off their fucking jerseys and shit like that. They got fucking scar wounds, like, literally, like, war wounds. It's ridiculous.
I look at my helmet right now, I see 4 stickers, all black. I get, you know, when my season starts again, I'll have a 5th one added.
Yeah.
Most teams, you know, I know Denver took a hit 1 year and they had 2 people die. But they're the most in the league with, you know, stickers.
Yeah.
And I look around my league and team might have one and that's it, but we've got five. And we deal with it too much. We buried, in the last 3 years, we buried three teammates. Two to heart attacks and one to a car accident. Mm. And people are like, oh, you know, you're only teammates.
No.
It's like, but you don't realize when you're out there playing with them, you're a family. You trust them to make sure you go home. Because football is such a dangerous sport that you trust everybody. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, whatever. It's like, no, this team grieves. You're a family. He spent 2 years with that team.
If nothing else, you're friends.
Exactly.
And your friend will always grieve.
You know, you always joke, you know, you'll miss joking with them. You'll miss sitting there, you know, throwing around the football, going out for drinks, going out for dinner, hanging out with each other's families. Mm-hmm. We sit here as a group right now and we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if something happened to one of us? There would be a void.
Yeah.
You know, this show would never be the same without Shades, without the Duck, without Blue, without me, without Tater Tot. It's her first show, but people will forever remember the Tater Tot.
Yeah, she's already made the impression.
So I mean, there would always be a void left. I know when Sean Taylor died a couple years ago for the Redskins, the first play of the game, they went out there and 10 men stepped on the field. They left his spot wide open as, you know, an homage to him. And I like the way that the Buffalo Bills did it. Granted, the Bills beat them in the game, but their quarterback snapped the ball, took a step back, and then spiked it. For the first play of the game, he was willing to put the ball straight down and end the play as a sign of honor. He could have thrown that ball to that side, had a touchdown, but it's the respect.
Yeah.
And then the game continued like normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Football, hockey, baseball, any sport. We've all had our, you know, deaths come along. Nick Aidenhart died for the Angels last year. Mm-hmm. We see it too much.
A bunch of pro wrestlers died this past year, too.
Yeah, wrestlers, and everything, boxers. We've seen it too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just tragic that people look at, you know, actors, actresses, and athletes as, what can they do for me, not as the human life that they really are.
Yeah.
You know, my condolences of this group goes out to his family, friends, and teammates. You know, I don't know if you'll actually hear this show, but, you know, we support you all the way, and our condolences.
Yeah.
If I may jump in, something you said earlier, actually, or something that was said earlier, rather, about, you know, someone's trying to steal your stuff. Whether you're right or wrong, whether it's yours or someone else's, you know, whether, whatever, if you're dead, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Exactly. If someone's trying to steal your car and you die, getting your car back's not going to matter. Something much more important has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Whether it's right or wrong, if you're dead, it doesn't matter. Because you're dead. You're not there anymore. Someone steals your car, you can get a new car. You can file a report. Hell, you can. If you're lucky, you get your old car back. You know, use your brain, be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've got way too many bodies in the graveyards already.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it way too much.
Yeah.
But more or less the whole concept of him doing that, you know, he jumped on the back, and I believe this was a truck, correct?
It was a pickup truck.
Pickup truck, exactly.
So he jumped into the back of the
cab.
And,
of course, the concept of, you know, physics and the car moving moves his feet out from underneath him. He flips over, bing,
hits his head,
hits off the ground. That TKO fucking done. You're gone. So more or less, definitely have to say, don't fucking try to pull heroics on anybody.
Because I mean,
can happen.
We see it way too much.
Yeah.
I right now have a friend laying up in Mass General fighting for his life. Because just the other day, armed house invasion over by the 7-Eleven, by the Fayette Street Fire Station.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He wound up getting shot in the head.
Ouch.
Still alive, his brain's about the size of a basketball right now.
Yeah.
They don't think he'll make it. But, I mean, young life. I've known him and his family forever. And actually, his, you know, one of his brothers was at my house this morning.
Yeah.
But let's move on, and I just want to hit up Strike Force real quick.
Let's talk about something lighter.
Yeah. Hey, MMA. People beating the crap out of each other for our amusement.
Hey, Merry fucking Christmas. Not
Merry fucking Christmas.
That's all I have to say.
Give me some Daniels.
We're talking about something lighter. Let's talk about some Jameson whiskey, because that's lighter than Jack Daniels.
Okay.
Okay.
What about Jim Beam? Not
kidding.
Moving on. Yes.
Only if you're trying to make candy. Candy and
candy's
cakes.
Good.
Strikeforce tonight. We all plan on watching it. And Kung Lee, who vacated his championship belt to go do movies, while the movie's on hiatus, he's in a fight and kicks my ass. Do I have to say more? No.
No.
MMA's done.
I think Kung Lee is probably one of the best fighters out there. This is one of the fighters that doesn't just do... When he does stand-up fighting, he goes all out. He uses every fucking thing that he possibly can. Oh. And he doesn't just go and, like, punch. He fucking kicks. When you watch this motherfucker kick, he kicks like a fucking mule. He's just that impressive. So I'm very I'm always happy to see him fight because he's actually willing to actually kick. He doesn't give a shit. People can go ahead and try to fucking attack him because he'll just fuck him up, even if they get him on the ground.
And I have one more thing I want to say. I called it right last week. BJ Penn won.
Nice.
I know I said that I didn't want to make a pick, but I said I was leaning more towards BJ Penn, and he did do it.
Good job.
It was a good fight. It was stopped by the doctor due to blood loss from
That kind of sounds familiar. I've seen a few fights like that. Couple should have ended that way.
So I think we're nearing the end today.
Yeah.
Just remember, everybody, support your local artists and support your local organizations. It's almost Christmas, so get out there and get some gifts to the Toys for Tots.
And support us!
And don't forget, it is the season of giving. It's not about what you get. It's about what you give.
It's about the look on the other people's faces, whether you see it or not.
So, Donald Trump, if you see us, make sure you give us an entire case of money.
Suggestion as well, you know how you're coming out of these fucking stores, and there's that person freezing their ass off, ringing a fucking bell. Yeah. Let's just suggest, don't put the money in their hand, put it in the fucking actual...
I know me and Blue did that.
And give to the person, at least, or your little...
Yeah.
Excuse me, I do want to say one thing. I want to go to the store that he went to when he saw the bell ringer, because he went to a fucking store. I want to go to that. But
amazing.
I know...
Amazing, yes.
I don't know, it sounds even better than amazing, but...
Condom World?
Yeah. Actually, they do have the new giant condom. It's a joke condom. It's actually 6 feet long.
I'm a fan of the mini one that
we sell at CVS for like $2.
Fingers to
yes.
open jars.
Yes.
Oh no! I'm talking about the tiny condom for your small pecker.
Yeah. You know, ones that I showed him, the tiger condoms.
Oh wow!
So Shades would know about that one.
I do have a lot of Asian friends.
Yeah, sure.
can we just get it over with?
Okay, remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Hook us up on the email at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review.
Also, don't forget, you can hit us up individually at our particular names at BostonBastardBrigade.com, except in my case, because I'm a pain in the ass. So, I would
You're a hemorrhoid?
Yes, I am.
Yep.
So, for me, it's BlackFlame at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Then there's MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We're on there. Along with that, we're on Facebook, too. We're trying to actually get a full, just a straight-up profile for Boston Bastard Brigade. So, hopefully we'll have that up. But we definitely do have a group set up. So, please check that out and add us.
And don't forget to check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Show them some love. You know, it's the holiday season. Show everybody some love.
Yes, definitely.
And buy us some fucking video games, damn it.
Well, that doesn't work. And you know what? I actually saw something the other night that I actually didn't believe I saw.
What?
A couple college students were in the 7-Eleven by my job. There's a homeless guy sitting outside. They went inside and they were buying stuff. The guy got a sandwich off the shelf, bought it, and handed the guy a sandwich.
Now that is kindness.
That actually brings up something for me. When we see the homeless, or the people who are asking for money, get them something to eat. Get them something to drink.
Yeah, they are people, too.
Yeah, just don't hand them money. Just go and be like, okay, what do you want for coffee? What do you want for a sandwich? Yeah. Do you want a bagel or something like that? Especially because they usually hang out near Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Oh, yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King, McDonald's, you know.
Like, places you can get some cheap food.
Places you can get some good cheap food, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And let's just hope, you know, not so, like some of the other ones that would rather spend on alcohol.
Yeah.
Get some food, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because alcohol goes thins your blood and makes you fucking colder. And actually, that's what
it makes you feel warmer by lowering your core body temperature, so you freeze to death with a smile on your face.
Exactly.
Yeah. And whiskey on your breath.
And so, sweat on your brow.
Let's close the show off with a wonderful Christmas song that we're going to play at the end of the show instead of the regular Dirty Water song. A Christmas song that I know everyone here loves to sing along to.
Woo-hoo.
Performed by rock band The Hives and Cyndi Lauper.
Oh no.
I'm scared. What song is this?
This is A Christmas Duel. So listen to this at the end of our podcast show and hope you enjoy it.
Have a very merry Christmas, you bastards.
Yes, and so until next time, this is King Baby Good Duck.
King Baby Good Duck. His title just keeps getting longer and longer.
All right. He's compensating.
So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue-onic.
Shades Black Flame.
This is Amber.
Saying,
and Tater Tot.
Saying happy holidays, bitches.
We are the bastards.
You motherfuckers.
Let's choke a bitch.
I bought no gift this year, and I slept with your sister. I know I should have thought twice before I kissed her. But with the year we had last and the dress that she wore, I just went along for the ride and I came back for more. And I'm sorry, baby.
That's all.
We should both just be glad and spend this Christmas together.
Doing?
I'm cuddling it, Vegeta.
It's dead, Nappa.
No!